The resolution is adopted, and I want to thank everyone.
Public Authorities Control Board member Senator John DeFrancisco cast the deciding vote to go ahead with the loan, reduced from around $500 million to just over $250 million. But not before DeFrancisco, a Republican who's chair of the Senate Finance Committee, expressed reservations and asked several pointed questions of Cuomo administration officials. The senator says he's still unhappy that neither he nor members of the public have received a complete financial plan for the building of the new Tappan Zee Bridge.
I don't want a plan to be named later and then the bridge is halfway up, and then under those circumstances, we have to figure out where we're going to get the additional money.
Afterwards, Senator DeFrancisco, who took credit for getting the loan cut in two until next year, says the lack of information on the project is really about Governor Cuomo hiding the inevitable news that the new bridge will cause thruway tolls to rise.
You know what this really is all about? Let me give you a clue, okay? What this is all about is the Thruway Authority and indirectly the governor don't want to be able to say what the actual increase in the bridge toll is going to be. That's what it amounts to. It's the plan is obvious, borrow money and then pay for it out of tolls. That's the total plan.
Thruway Authority Executive Director Tom Madison, who was at the meeting, denies that the loan was part of an effort to put off announcing future toll hikes until after the fall elections.
What this is about is environmental protections, and extraordinary environmental protections that are unprecedented in many ways in New York and across the country. We're proud that this is the first time that federal clean water monies are being used in a highway bridge project, which the law allows for, and I think it's another mechanism of ensuring that we have extraordinary environmental protections on this project.
Madison says he can guarantee that tolls on the thruway or any of the bridges it controls will not increase in 2014, but he says that it's fair to say there will be an increase in tolls at some point in the future. Environmentalists have objected to the use of the money from the Clean Water Fund for the bridge construction project because they say the fund's original intent is to help local governments keep up their water treatment plants and sewer systems. Peter Iwanowitz with Environmental Advocates says the environmental problems that the loan claims to fix will actually be caused by building the bridge in the first place. He says he does not consider it a partial victory that the loan request was ultimately cut in half.
Gosh, no. They said they're coming back for round two next month. This is just a two-step process. It's putting lipstick on a pig. We know they're coming back for the full half billion. Our position is the same, whether it's the quarter billion today or the half billion next year or whenever they come back to ask for it. It's improper, it's bad public policy, and it's bad law to do what they're doing.
The environmental groups are calling for an investigation of the board by the state authority's budget office. They say the vote violates the law because the project was rushed through and there's no way board members could have fully analyzed all the information before they acted.
We don't believe they followed the fiduciary responsibilities they've taken oath on to examine this project successfully, to examine this project independently.
There was also discussion at the meeting about whether the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, which has expressed doubts about the use of the loan, has to approve the project. The attorney for the entity which administers the fund said at the meeting that the EPA does have to okay the deal. But the chair of the Environmental Facilities Corporation contradicted that and insists it does not. EFC Chair Matt Driscoll concedes, though, that the EPA could force the return of the loan after the fact if federal officials determine the use of the clean water funds to go towards building a bridge is not appropriate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.